pants off, time to record. Thank the light, everyone. I am Desmond, and these are my wolf brothers.
Yo.
Great introduction, Justin. Great introduction.
Good job, Jeremy. Good job.
Thank you.
Our tripod has already fallen over.
God dang it. I am your water seeker. I am your stone dog for the day. How about that?
That's a good one. I'll be your maiden of the spear.
Okay, you be my maiden. It's a little weird because we're related, but okay.
Well, like it or not, everybody, welcome to our Wheel of Time podcast. We are your true source, the purest light, your companion cast, the warders, if you will, for your journey through all things Wheel of Time. And as stated, we are officially a tripod. Cousin Jeremy has joined the cast to make sure that Justin has someone he can relate to on here instead of just answering my dumb questions. So for you true fans out there, enjoy the conversations. I will be on to the side. And for the new people, I will continue to ask your questions to try to help this make sense to all of you.
About to nerd out, folks.
Probably because your African prince friend didn't send you the money he was supposed to. You showed him your titties. He didn't give you money either. God damn. We're trying to talk about Wheel of Time right now. Jesus. Good.
Did someone tell Justin we started?
Oh, shit. Old gear have hairy boobs.
I like this show we're doing. It's just different. I need to retitle it. I mean, this can be the show.
Yeah, more whiskey.
I think anybody who just stumbles on here. Yes, we will be talking about Ogier boobs, though. We are going to kind of all over the place. We're going to kind of talk about Loial, but we're also going to use him as an entryway to talk about the ways and how the wheel works. Just for all you people out there who are watching it, and it's called the Wheel of Time, and there are these people who apparently are spinning on, in, and around the Wheel of Time. But what does it all mean? Jeremy, what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
Love.
All I know is that one time we have to at least talk about Billy Zane per episode.
Okay.
So, and it has to come up naturally, though. We can't force it. So Billy Zane has to be coming up.
So that will be cut out, and our Billy Zane... Well, that wasn't spontaneous.
Oh, yeah, come true. On. Okay. You're going to ruin the game already before
it starts.
When it
comes up
Christ.
Later, yes. All smooth and natural, that's the one we're going to leave in.
Yep. Okay.
So our first clip is going to be from The Eye of the World, Chapter 43, Decisions and Apparitions. This is where they're heading towards the ways. And of course, the kids from the two rivers are confused as fuck. And so Loial is trying to help them understand what the hell is going on in this big, scary world they've entered.
I am the parched Aielman. Is that better? And this is my spear brother, Ruark of the Manteca Sept of the Almond Orchards.
Oh my God.
There's your intro, baby.
That is amazing.
This is like a Battlestar Galactica episode where the opening credits roll 15 minutes in.
If we have fun, it doesn't matter.
We do. All right, you guys ready for a
clip? Okay, so what? We're doing, Dez actually brought us a clip today. We're doing Oi Gear, or are we doing, we just like,
hey,
just
thanks for joining us, Justin.
Hey, all right. Hey, I'm here. Like I said, I'm your parched Aielman wolf brother. This is my spear brother. This is my wolf brother. Let's get down. Dez brought us a clip about Ogier and the ways and the Tavirin. And yeah, so we'll probably do a little Bible reading. Dez will explain his clip. Jeremy will stare at me with his mirrored glasses.
They're not mirrored. It's just a reflection.
Man, I smoke weed, bro. I don't know.
Hey, everybody out there, you didn't hear any of that because I cut it out because I already said it all.
Yeah.
Great. Just great.
And you did it better. You did it better, Des. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, God.
At 1.3 times speed, Eye of the World, Chapter 43, Decisions and Apparition.
Play that clip.
Loial nodded gratefully. Relieved of a concern, Rand realized.
The Aes Sedai, the male Aes Sedai left. But before they went, they gave a gift to the Ogier in thanks for our sanctuary, the Ways. Enter a way gate, walk for a day, and you may depart through another way gate 100 miles from where you started, or 500. Time and distance are strange in the Ways. Different paths, different bridges. lead to different places, and how long it takes to get there depends on which path you take. It was a marvelous gift, made more so by the times, for the ways are not part of the world we see around us, nor perhaps of any world outside themselves. Not only did the Ogier so gifted not have to travel through the world, where even after the breaking men fought like animals to live, in order to reach another steading, but within the ways, there was no breaking. The land between two steading might split open into deep canyons or rise in mountain ranges, but in the way, between them, there was no change. When the last Aes Sedai left the steading, they gave to the elders a key, a talisman, that could be used for growing more. They are a living thing in some fashion, the ways and the way gates. I do not understand it. No Ogier ever has, and even the Aes Sedai have forgotten, I am told. To those groves, ways were grown. There was a grove and a way gate at Mafal de Daranel, but that city was razed during the Trolloc Wars. No stone left standing on another. And the grove was chopped down and burned by Trolloc fires.
Way gates are all but impossible to destroy, Moraine said, and humankind not much less so. How did they make them? Egwene asked. Her puzzled look took in Moraine and Loyal both. The Aes Sedai, the men. If they couldn't use the one power in a steading, how could they make the ways? Or did they use the power at all? Their part of the true source was tainted. Is tainted. I don't know much about what Aes Sedai can do yet. Maybe it's a silly question.
Each steading has a waygate on its border, but outside. No Ogier has used the ways in my lifetime and before. By edict of the elders of all the steading, none may, human or Ogier. The ways were made by men wielding power fouled by the Dark One. About 1,000 years ago, during what you humans call the War of the 100 Years, the ways began to change. So slowly in the beginning that none really noticed, they grew dank and dim. Then darkness fell along the bridges. Some who went in were never seen again. Travelers spoke of being watched from the dark. The numbers who vanished grew, and some who came out had gone mad, raving about Machinshin, the Black Wind. Aes Sedai healers could aid some, but even with Aes Sedai help, they were never the same, and they never remembered anything of what had occurred. Yet it was as if the darkness had sunken into their bones. They never laughed again, and they feared the sound of wind.
I don't. So they grow. They grew the ways.
Yeah, they grew the ways using the power and something called the talisman of growing. I believe it has that kind of. I mean, Jeremy, feel free to jump in whenever. I feel like it has something to do. Once you get further into it, you know, the Tinkers talk about the song.
Oh.
And you think that maybe that has something to do with like peace or something like that. The song actually has more to do with like growing things, at least in what you see in the books. They use the power in conjunction with like the singing. And I don't know if you, the Oigers definitely sing. And then there was a lot more, you know, the tree brother that you just ran into at the end of Eye of the World. He was the last one. There used to be many of his kind. So they were kind of like, sort of like a cousin, I guess, to the Oigir kind of, in a way.
Yeah, I kind of read up on this the other day because I was reading up on the Green Man. The Green Man was what's called a Nym, like NYM, I think it is. And there was bunches of them, like lots of them. And they basically it doesn't really go into too much detail, but the Ogier and the Aiel would all sing.
Yeah.
Like when they would plant.
Sometimes it didn't even have to do with the power, right?
Yeah, I don't think it did. Yeah. Well, or maybe, I don't know, maybe like the talisman of growing, like once it started.
Well, I think they enhanced it with the power so they could do a certain amount on their own. And then when they enhanced it, just like enhancing their voices, it could,
right,
you know, become exponentially greater.
Or maybe like the Nym was like a type of, this was weird.
Terangriel?
Terangriel, yeah. To where you had to sing with, you know, the Aiel and the Ogier to get plants to grow.
That'd be sick. Or, you know, to get like it's like, obviously you could grow plants, but like, even if the weather was bad, or you would,
right,
you know, it's like fertilizer or something for plants, you know, cause they talk about how there was no war, there was no famine, like nobody wanted for anything. So,
well, just imagine instead of, you know, planting a seed and then waiting 6 weeks for, you know, it to actually come out of the ground, instead it.
Yeah. You grow it to fruition in a day.
Yeah. Or to like 75% and then like wait for it to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then your food, you know, you can grow your food pretty much any time and quickly, and it's abundant.
He had a voice as sweet as bat guano.
Is that good? Is that good?
That's very good. Very good. So
I still wear my petrified bat guano that you got from your dad, by the way.
I know. I need to redo mine. My ring is way...
You know I made a pendant out of it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because you had a ring at first, too, didn't you?
No. I just had the stone, and then I made a pendant out of it because it's like a... Yeah, and I fucking lost it for a while. I didn't lose it, but it was, you know, like packed away.
Yeah.
I've been wearing it every day for like the last year, and I finally took it off the other day to put on something that Zoe gave me. Jerry!
Jer Bear, Papa Dez. So the Aes Sedai empowered the Ogier to make the ways? Because at one point it says that the male Aes Sedai made the ways and gave them to the Ogier. But then on the other hand, it sounds like the Ogier could grow or create new ways.
Yeah, I think with that talisman, was it the talisman was just the males that did it, right?
There was just the males that did it. I think that's why it's gone. And also why the ways are corrupted is because they were grown with the talisman of growing using Sidene only. What happened was the males started going insane. They started breaking the world apart. So some of them started like realizing kind of what was happening, and they started to search out these steadings, because when you go into the steading, it's akin to being gentled, or, you know, you're cut off from the power like that. As soon as you cross the border, it's like, whoop, no channeling. You can't even feel it. And it's not quite as bad as gentling, because it's not like immediately this longing for the power, because it's just like, it's almost like it never existed to you. And then it takes a while for it to kind of like, when people who are gentled, it's over.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I can't, you know. People were, so what would happen is the men knew what was happening. They searched out the steadings for sanctuary to see if they could kind of slow down, stop the madness until they could figure out a way to maybe kind of fix it, or if it would pass. And so as a thank you for that sanctuary, they grew the ways, because the Ogier were displaced as well. And the Ogier suffer from something similar. It's like if they're away from the steading too long, they will kind of start to wither away, and they will eventually die if they don't go back. So I think it was kind of like a, oops, I'm sorry for fucking the world up, and here's a way so that you can visit your kin and make sure that you can always find a steading.
So steadings aren't just one place. A steading is wherever the Ogier...
There are, what, I think seven or eight of them that are just in this part of the world that we know about. The Loyals is what, steading Shengtai?
Yeah. Steading Sofu or TS.
Can you grow a new steading, or are they specific locations on the map?
They're specific locations on the map. They really don't go into detail of like how they came into being or what causes them or anything like that.
They did try to replace them by planting the great groves when they, because they're another thing about Ogier is they're great stonemasons and stuff. And so they would go work in these, you know, like they built a lot of Tarvalin. But there's this big grove in Tarvalin that, you know, they planted and sang to grow really giant trees so they would not feel the longing from the steading.
So not all waygates are in a steading.
No, so they're not all in a steading. They're outside the steading, and then they're in any of the cities that the Ogiers worked on.
Oh, okay.
So right, so like
But the key thing is they're outside the steading, because you can't channel the power to grow the waygate inside the steading.
Oh, right. I get it.
But so, Jeremy, does that mean, okay, so we know there's one in Khaer Hyn. We know there's one in Camlann.
Yeah, Tarvalin.
We know there's one outside of Tarvalin. We know there's one outside of...
Manethrin,
Faldara.
Yep.
Or in Shinar, wherever it's outside of Faldara, I guess. So what other ones do we know about?
That's a great question.
You guys,
because I don't remember them talking about one in Tyr or Ilion, but I'm sure they've got to be.
Or Shadar Logoth either, right?
Well, Shadar Logoth is close enough to Manethrin to where that's, you know, it's a day or two's ride.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. I guess it's right. Probably more like half a week's ride, I guess.
Do you want the fandom list?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Camlann, Khaer Hyn, Tarvalin, Two Rivers.
That's Manethrin.
Manethrin. Yeah. Tyr, Malkyr, Ilion, Abu.
Oh, there's one in Malkyr.
Abu Dar,
yeah.
There's one in Ibudar.
Mafal Dadaranal, located just on the south of Faldara.
Yeah, that's Faldara.
And Chima.
Where?
And Coima, located in Terabon or Amadisia.
Okay.
Landarin Kor, located northeast of Abu Dar. Aaron Madar, currently Far Matting.
Okay. That would be down by Tyr.
Eredal.
Eredal is Shadar Logoth. Okay.
Shamal, located in Andor. Darrenbar, currently Meridon. Bream, located near New Brom. Kandaris, Akiramon.
Damn, I don't even know some of these names. Shit. I thought I was a nerd.
I wonder where they're getting these.
I don't know.
Iman, currently in Qatar.
Where the hell's Qatar?
So those are all the ones that are outside of the steading, or there are not near the steadings. So, yeah.
That's crazy. There's a lot more than I thought.
And there's one in the near the two rivers. That explains a lot. Because Justin keeps talking about how they kind of pop in and out of the two rivers. And I'm like, huh.
Well, that's how they got the Trollocs in the two rivers to begin with.
Yes,
right.
Because they're in the hills. It's actually in the hills outside of the two rivers, because that's where Manetherin was. It's the home of the mountain rope. Is that what it was?
I think we have talked about this, but did you like the way they portrayed Loial on the TV show?
Meaning character-wise or like looks-wise?
Looks-wise. I think the character, like dude's voice is awesome. I think he's...
Dude, spot on. I was a little... the character was not my favorite, but I wasn't like mad about it. It was just...
Right.
I think they needed to distinct... It's kind of frustrating because, you know, that's one of the things that people are like, Trolloc. No one's going to mistake that dude for a Trolloc. He's got like flaming red hair, orange hair.
Right.
Or whatever. But I'm okay with that because like as your casual TV viewer, it's like if he looks too much like a Trolloc, it's going to always be confusing. Like, is he a Trolloc that's nice or like, what happened? So they had to distinguish him in his own way. So I'm not mad about it, but I wish it was a little bit more true to form.
Yeah.
Like even the origin story or Ogier look different. Like, have you watched the origins at all, Jeremy?
Oh yeah, no, I did.
Like the little like they're really good.
Like the motion comics, right?
Yeah, they're really good.
No, I did watch those.
Yeah.
I didn't see that I don't remember that one though. But I just I like the way that they portrayed him, and I mean I understand it's a TV show and they don't have the biggest budget.
Character wise is perfect. His look's not my favorite.
Yes, the look drives me nuts. He should look more like Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon in
So like the Klingon dude from Star Trek? Kinda?
Yes. Yeah, kind of. Okay. So yeah, Star Trek 3, he should look at Doc Brown, played by Doc Brown.
Long fucking mustaches.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Seriously. And you know, it bugs me that he's like 6 feet tall or something like that, you know, instead of like 10 feet tall, which he's supposed to be.
I think they're going to gradually stretch that a little bit because remember, he's still supposed to be young.
Oh, okay.
No, he's still supposed to be young.
Okay.
Because I think, honestly, dude, I think that they, because of COVID, I think because of budget stuff, I think they had to kind of like really throttle back some of their visual aspects of it. So I feel like they really shot their wad in that, dude, when they were really the first battle with Loghain's army, like the power being used is sick as fuck. And it's really good. And I think that they wasted a lot of their budgets on that shit.
I think it's perfect because you could just have an actor play that part.
Yes.
If he's, you know, it'd be like in Harry Potter having what's his name be CGI'd.
Don't act like you don't know.
Right.
You know.
He doesn't. He sucks at that kind of stuff. He'll remember the line.
Oh, really?
He sucks at fucking people's names and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hermoine
Granger. I think you're right, Jess. They might try to like do some aspect shit and try to make him get a little bit bigger as it goes. But I think just having a dude play that, because he has such a big part, like as near as I can tell, we're going to be spending a lot of time with him. He's going to have a lot of screen time.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, unless they take out some major stuff out of the book, he should be a major, major part of it from the very beginning to the very end. And I'm really excited since it looks like there's more Ogier eventually. And they're supposed to be, you know, like these just crazy fighters, even though they're the most calm people ever. And then when you fucking get to see them fight, when they finally get to that point, whew, boy. Just think Chewbacca, bro. Chewbacca. Yeah.
That bugged me, though, that he was like getting taken down by Peyton Fane. You're like, come on, man. Come on. There's not a chance.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Think about it, man. He didn't just come out being a badass. He's got to learn to fight.
Well, he kind of was, though.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's true. He's been fine.
If you're 9 feet tall and like weigh like 450, 500 pounds, it's pretty easy to be tough.
Dude, I just like some of my favorite things in the books are like, you know, like the way they describe him. He kind of like pins his fucking ears back like a fucking wolf or something.
Yeah.
Just like, Like when he finally decides that they're gonna get down, he's like, I hate Trollocs, bruh. And he just like, he starts double wielding these fucking meat hook axes, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
There seems to be a fucking lot of them. Is there as many Oigers as it sounds like there is? Like, because what I'm wondering is why they're such a mystery to so many people.
Because they keep to themselves. They usually don't leave the steading. And most people, like, the steadings are what? They're probably, like, so far out that people just don't get to them, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, Desmond, people in the South don't believe in snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ilian, oh, Bale, tell me more about the snow.
That's the reference that comes back every episode.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't even think she says snow. She says frozen rain. You're like, ugh, it's just rain.
Rain! It's just rain. Rain!
Bale Doman's going to be in the next season, so that's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Oh, dude, you have no idea how hyped Desmond was about that.
Oh, I
know. No, I listened to the episode. He's a happy man. Here's what I don't understand. You said that it was supposed to be a Dutch accent, not a pirate accent.
That's what they were saying. I was reading that somewhere, and I was kind of like,
"Who's they?"
Like people on like Twitter and stuff, and like Dragon Mount and stuff. It was like, I don't know about that. I was like, I'm picturing like maybe Jack Sparrow at the worst, but like more like Blackbeard though. Like, arr!
They meant Dutch East India Company. That's what they meant.
That's what I was thinking. You know what I pictured is Jeffrey Rush. Jeffrey Rush's accent, bro. I picture Jeffrey Rush as like Bale Doman, and he would be the shit. But Bale's a badass, bro. Bale's tough, man. He's no joke.
No, yeah, but you're like, does he sound like Jack Sparrow or Jeffrey Rush, or does he sound like Bass Rudin? I think he's probably going to sound like Jeffrey Rush more than that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in the books, they don't pile on the pirate that hard.
They do be piling it on.
Oh, do yeah, they pile on later?
They oh, they do be
piling on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You fucking landlubbers.
I guess just the accent, though. Like, yeah, he speaks pirate, but he doesn't sound like a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, that's
cartoon.
What they said. They're like, he speaks pirate, but he sounds like a Dutchman. And I'm just I'm real curious to see how that's going to fucking come out.
Have you ever heard people from Holland speak? I mean, they all speak like flawless English. It's like,
I know.
They're like,
I know.
So what accent? They almost have no accent at all.
Get down! Dude, what if it does? I do get down, the chopper's coming.
I be going down the river.
I do be messing with Aes Sedai. The chopper is coming for them. Dude, the ducks are fighting right now outside my window. It's a duck fight.
A duck fart?
Duck fight. We're putting food out for the ducks, dude, and then like fucking like five ducks come in and then they start like chasing each other around, but they're not like flying, they're like waddling around.
The good news is you get to eat the loser.
Yeah, right? Duck l'orange.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Fire Breathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Fire Breathing Kittens podcast. Fantasy, action, mystery, friendship.
So we could potentially see like dozens of Ogier fighting in a scene.
Oh, I really fucking hope so. I mean, it's not going to come until pretty much the end because they don't really get involved to the end, but it's last battle style, but dude, they get down.
Yeah, and even the Sanchan, remember the Sanchan? They have Ogier in their army.
Oh!
That's right.
They do. They have Ogier in their army. So yeah, you might see it beforehand.
Dude.
I'm so excited for the Sanchan. I hate how excited. It's like everyone being fascinated with stormtroopers, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's totally that, dude.
Oh, they're so badass.
But they're also like, I'm trying to think, they're also kind of like Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan, or like when they show up, like there's law and order. And some of the times with the places they're like, things are better now. Like, they killed all the troublemakers.
If it wasn't for the enslavement of the channeling people, they're not the worst ever. They're really fair. They have a good system of government.
Well, it's a little authoritarian. I mean, they do like, you know.
Hey, look, like you said, some places are so out of it. Like the law and order is like, welcome.
True.
No one said Sanchan didn't get shit done.
Yeah, exactly. They get it done. They get it done.
Do you want to know how?
Probably not. Don't ask.
Look at the pyramids. Look at the pyramids.
That's right.
Aren't they pretty?
They're still there. Aren't they beautiful?
Look at them.
Don't ask how what happened.
They were built by the blood of...
They're built by aliens. We all know that. We all know it's built by aliens.
We all fucking know that, bro.
Leonard Nimoy told me that in the 70s.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What else did Leonard Nimoy tell you?
Oh, he told me all sorts of stuff. Remember In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy? That's what I was talking about.
Fucking yeah, right. I do. We used to stay up late on Saturday nights when your parents told us to go to bed already.
Yeah.
Or we stayed at my house where there were no rules.
That's right.
I remember you guys would come over and be like, so we can just stay up all night and watch TV? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
We eat cheese balls too.
Okay, let's do it.
They don't give a shit. They drink a lot. It's fine.
Remember when we watched that was the first time we ever watched The Simpsons on Tracy Ullman show. Remember that?
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead at Grandma's, dude, on the satellite.
Yeah, we used to watch Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling at like 2 in the morning. We watched Glow.
Wow, baby.
Yeah.
Wow, we watched Glow, baby.
Yeah.
All right. One more short clip. This is... Loyal is doing the talking. It's not necessarily Loyal specific, but it's just for all you newbies out there or old fans who just haven't been reminded like how the wheel works. Like this whole thing is based on the Wheel of Time. And sometimes you just get caught up in the action and you forget what this is all the fuck about.
What is a Wheel of Time?
The Eye of the World, Chapter 36, Web of the Pattern, very end. I'm starting it with 6 minutes to go at the end of Web of the Pattern.
Said. Rand blinked. What?
Elder Haman always said I never listened, but sometimes I did. Sometimes I listened. You know how the pattern is woven, of course.
I never really thought about it, he said slowly. It just is.
Yes, well,
yeah.
Not exactly. You see, the Wheel of Time weaves the pattern of the ages, and the threads it uses are lives. It is not fixed, the pattern, not always. If a man tries to change the direction of his life and the pattern has room for it, the wheel just weaves on and takes it in. There is always room for small changes, but sometimes the pattern simply won't accept a big change no matter how hard you try. You understand? Rand nodded.
I could live on the farm or in Emmons Field, and that would be a small change. If I wanted to be a king, though, he laughed, and Loyal gave a grin that almost split his face in two. His teeth were white and as broad as chisels.
Yes, that's it. But sometimes the change chooses you, or the wheel chooses it for you. And sometimes the wheel bends a life thread or several threads in such a way that all the surrounding threads are forced to swirl around it. And those force other threads, and those still others, and on and on. That first bending to make the web, that is Tavirin. And there is nothing you can do to change it, not until the pattern itself changes. The web, Tomorrow Island, it's called, can last for weeks or for years. It can take in a town or even the whole pattern. Arthur Hawkwing was Tavirin. So was Luz Theron Kinslayer, for that matter, I suppose.
That's all very well, Rand said. But I don't see what it has to do with me. I'm a shepherd, not another Arthur Hawkwing. And neither is Matt or Perrin. It's just ridiculous.
I didn't say you were, but I could almost feel the pattern swirl just listening to you tell your tale. And I have no talent there. You are Tavirin, all right. You and maybe your friends, too. Perhaps you are not another Arthur Hawkwing. But for a time, at least, part of the world will shape itself around you. Perhaps is even now shaping itself around you.
Tavirin.
Hit me. I see all the questions on your face. These are your clips, baby. Come with it.
Are they often people reincarnated? Like, you know, if you mean that much to the wheel, it's probably going to take more than one lifetime to do what you need to do. Is that a regular happening with Tavirin?
Yeah, I think so. But also, so listening to Loyal's explanation there, I think that you could be like a small Tavirin too, right? Where...
Yeah, there are different levels, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Tavirin plus 3, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Tavirin plus 11. Like Luz Theron's the top of it.
Yeah. And so Rand, like Matt and Perrin were probably more powerful Tavirin than have been seen in a long, long time. And then Rand like dwarfs them.
Yeah. If Rand wasn't around, like they would be crazy Tavirin. But everybody else is like, oh, yeah, they're Tavirin too. Because
yeah.
Rand's just like a blazing fucking sun next to a...
Well, I don't know that they would. I think without Rand, they might not be Tavirin at all because I think they're so woven into Rand's story.
True.
That that's what makes them shine at all.
I think it's more like Last Battle-ish because I feel like, it's like Matt is one of those people that like he's obviously like, the theory is pretty sure that he's Aemon reborn. So
really?
And then, you know, Perrin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the theory is that he's Aemon reborn, and then like all the other battle like acumen that he has is a replacement for the memories that he lost.
Okay.
For whatever, because of the dagger and dying, so they
right, and then the asking for that gift.
He's like, I want, because he says I want the holes in my memory filled, but he doesn't say with what, and so they just give him battle leader's memories. You know, plus he has Aemon's memories.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know if I'd heard that theory, but that works.
I don't
for
know
me.
If it's confirmed. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but I feel like it is.
I'll call Brandon Sanderson to find out.
Could you just like give him an email or something?
I'll be like, Brando, what's up?
Come on the show. Bullshit with us.
Let me see the notes. I wonder what the notes were. Do you ever think about that? Like all of a sudden he's like, okay, I got to write these books.
Well, I realized I was dying and I started to plan.
Oh, you're probably right. It probably is an old, it's an old tape recorder. Message to self.
Have you ever heard the interview, Jeremy, with him at the end of like one of the audiobooks?
No, no. You know, I met him, right? I met Robert Jordan.
What? No.
Yeah.
What?
I've told you guys a story.
No.
No, you met the man?
I met the man.
Oh, we're talking about the ways. Fucking pause. What's going on?
Okay, so this
when
is...
When was this?
This is an embarrassing story, but this is probably... So Amy and I were already married, so I was like probably 98, 99. We didn't have any kids, but so another friend... We had a friend that was a big dork like us, like me and you, and she's like, hey, he's going to be in Sacramento. Robert Jordan's going to be in Sacramento signing books.
I think I remember you asking me to go, and I was like, whoa, no way, nerd.
Yeah. You're like, but in 20 years, I'll do a podcast with you.
What's a podcast?
Don't worry about it, nerd.
Don't fucking judge me, guy.
So we go up there, and we stand in line for like probably an hour, hour and a half, something like that. And then we're coming around, and like you know, it was this tiny little bookstore, too. So we're coming around, and...
Probably at Arden Mall, probably.
No. This is like downtown Sacramento.
Tower Records.
No, it was just a bookstore. This was 24, 23 years ago, so I have no idea. So we get to the front of the line, and I'm there, and I was like, and everybody's just like, you know, handing him his book, and then he signs a book. Like he would do like two or three or something like that. And I put the book in front of him, and I was like, I have to say something. And I was like, but what do I say? I have to be cool. And so...
Too late for that.
To the nerdiest fucking guy ever.
So he had a cane with a ram's horn, like in the top. And I was like,
yeah, nice.
I was like, okay, I know that he hunted. I know he hunts, that he collects canes too. And I was like, so I go, did you get that one yourself? And he looks at me and he goes, what? I go, the ram's horn, did you kill that yourself? He's like, oh, no. I bought this at a store. And then he starts telling me, he's like, but I do like to hunt. He's living in like North Carolina. And he said, there's guys that go out there and they hunt pigs with spears and stuff. And I was like, And then I was like,
oh my God, he's actually engaging me. What the fuck
seriously,
do I do?
I had nothing else to say. I couldn't say anything else. I was all that.
You had no follow up.
That's awesome. No, I was all that's awesome. And I was like, take my books. I'll see you later.
I got nothing else. I'm going to go now. Peace.
I'm going to be honest with you. I got way farther in this conversation than I thought I was going to get.
There was no way I thought you were actually going to answer me.
So, yeah, that was my meeting with Robert Jordan.
That's fucking fantastic.
It was great.
He's like, well, this guy's a dipshit.
Yeah. And I walk outside and I just like, whack, look at my wife. So I have like, I think I have two or three books signed by him.
Different religions, different mythologies. I felt that because America is a melting pot, I had at least some right to mine the mythologies of any nation that is represented in the United States, and also religion.
That's not even as bad as when he first starts. He's like, I just thought that if you walked up to a regular country person, I've been with some country people, and most people would be like, oh, I'm the savior of the world. Okay, right, governor, let me buy you a pint. I'll be right back, and then you'll never see them again. But, like, the way he's talking, it's, like, almost Shakespearean. It's just ridiculous. It's so funny. And he's like, you really get it, like, in that first two sentences. You're like, oh,
Gotcha.
Right. Scroll work down the sleeves. Gotcha.
Nerd.
That is funny.
And I love it.
So back to the topic at hand.
What were we talking about?
The weave.
The weave. The pattern.
Oh, yeah.
I like the introduction, the opening credits anyways, but like the more I learn about the wheel,
yeah,
and stuff, like the opening credits of the shows is, because instead of doing a wheel, you know, it's so cool that they like, they, that shows me that they fucking get it.
Which would get old really fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like a riff on the Game of Thrones opening, but like way better, because theirs was poignant and it changed all the time due to what was going on in the show, which I thought was dope. But this one really, like, the more you know and learn, you're like, the more you kind of respect, like, what it represents.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll change it every season. Like, you know, as the season goes on, seasons go on.
It would be interesting, yeah, if there's, like, you know, if it always kind of zooms out to the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like...
they need to add a black Aja.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, while the weavings, they start being a little bit more deliberate. Yeah, I guess there's not. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. You know, we know just the wheel and stuff like that. I think it's a good thing to like hear it from the book what the fuck we're talking about.
They could have explained it a little bit more, and I mean, they did hit on it in the TV show. But honestly, it's something that, as someone who's listening to the books, it's what's the word I'm looking for that I can actually say? It's
has Tarviren been mentioned in the show?
Tarviren? Oh, yeah, from the very beginning.
As a matter of fact, it's not just Matt. Thank you, baby. It's not just Matt, Perrin, and Rand like it is kind of in the book. It's also Nynaeve and Egwene. And which in the books they are as well, but they're much, much like how Matt and Perrin are much lesser. They are much lesser Tavirin. But like they, you know.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, they don't ever really talk about it, but I would consider. I mean, think about the change that those two enact.
Yeah.
And the amount of things that
I just
that
don't think it's ever stated
and change about them. No, definitely not ever stated.
When did they mention it? Like, do they explain it at all, or do they just kind of throw that term out there and
Moraine says Tavirin, and she's like, you all
I think
five
the first episode. I think the first episode
really?
They do.
God damn it.
That's the very first episode.
And that's why I can't remember that guy's name from Harry Potter.
What's up with that fucking baby?
The fucking baby. Is that
I hope it becomes so important. He's just like, ha ha, motherfuckers, I told you.
Oh, it's what's his name? From the dragon, from the Winter Dragon.
Billy Zane.
It's Billy Zane. It's Billy Zane as a baby.
Boom.
That
baby
there it is
natural. Billy Zane.
Son of a bitch. I swear, if he doesn't end up as a gleeman reciting the Corinthian cycle, Rafe, I know you listen to us, man. We're popular.
Yes.
Dude, this has got to happen. Because
make it
would
happen.
Be the best thing in the history of television. My wife just went like this. Okay, buddy.
drink some more. Make some more predictions.
Sweet Buffalo Trace.
All right, do I want to fade this out? We can try to bang out another quickie.
Hold on. What if he got Billy Zane to play Asmodian?
That'd be the shit.
Right?
I'm all on board for that. Even Samael, dude.
No, because
give him a scar, dye his hair. But he wants
Samael's
to sing.
Short.
He's too theatric.
Samael's short.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, that would be so good.
More Asmodian,
give him a nice,
too.
Like, flowing wit. Like, flowing
oh, yeah.
Wit.
And he's just sitting there playing the guitar and, like, trying to teach Rand.
No, he's give him something cool like this, like the sitar or something like
that. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Dude, that would be so good.
Thank the light. What the fuck are we talking about?
Same thing we talk about every day, every week. Billy Zane.
This is the Billy Zane podcast, everyone. Thank the light for Billy Zane and all things Billy Zane. I wish he would have his babies.
Thank you for listening. If you want to, you guys should go find some great Billy Zane pictures and tag those at Parsteelman on Twitter. At Parsteelman on Twitter, we're taking all of your Zane picks. If you want to email us directly, if you got some questions, some comments, some clips that we should listen to and comment on, send those to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. If you need some other shows to fill that empty place in between your ears for a week before our next episode, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. We have plenty of other amazing shows brought to you by We Mixed It. May you always find water and shade.
Peace, favor your swords, nerds.
Bye. I gotta come up with a goodbye thing and a hello thing. I'm sorry.
Do they say that in the steading? Is that what they say in the steading? Bye.
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 See you later. That was a good first episode, Jeremy. Kick ass. I'll see you guys later.
Fuck yeah. Tripod!
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Tell Jeremy to turn off the fucking metronome today.